This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to just hit off on a couple topics here, and we're going to stay on this topic because I think it's important. What are we supposed to do? I'm going to give you some answers. I'm going to show you exactly what we've done, and I'm going to give you some examples of just that metaphorically, okay? In reality, in many cases. But I just noticed this. You heard during the break Mike Gallagher, these dinosaurs, right? These conservatives of the day over on Salem Communication, I used to be over there for 13 years, they do nothing but magnify the crimes of what they call unconstitutional parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, pitting each other one against each other. They are showing you how weak they are, Mike Gallagher is, by how? By showing you that they're unwilling to deal with the criminals. What was the report? Mike Gallagher's talking about how the Democrats are taking this country down the wrong way. Really? Well, what are you doing about it, Mike? Except parroting what the propagandists continuously inundate you with. This is what I'm talking about. Anybody tracking with me? For real? Here's another thing. And by the way, they're some of the best conservatives you have, and they're worthless. Let me just say it again. They're absolutely worthless. They're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men, Matthew 5:13. You say, well, that's cold. That's harsh. No, it's the truth. Look what they've... Hey, younger people, I want to ask you something. Are you paying attention to what the world is that's been created, that's being left to you as your parents are getting older? And I hope to God that they were all a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. But do you see what you have to face? This is because of these conservatives of the day and the professed Christians of the day. They do nothing but magnify the crimes of their opposition. And they call themselves the right. That's what's crazy. But look at this. If you can see it on social media platforms, I just got this. Did you see that because some people are listening to the message today in a big way. Did you see these stimulus checks? You know, where they steal your money out of the coffers and they just give it back to you? Where they try to sell themselves as the good guy? Like they're actually writing the checks out to you from their own accounts? That's not what they're doing, friends. But the Joe Biden stimulus checks spark historic surge in gun sales. See, again, this is the voice they don't want you to hear. Gun sales are skyrocketing. That's the voice the media does not want you to hear. That's the voice that the media does not want you to hear. Did you also see, again, what you're dealing with now, friends? You can look at it right on my phone here. The propagandist USA Today, it says, listen carefully. The CDC says it's okay to resume travel. As I said on Friday's show and Thursday's show and Wednesday's show, when did the CDC become elected representatives? Since when did they become a legislative arm of our government? And since when did they become, friends, those that mandate what it is that we're supposed to do and what it is that we're not supposed to do? Who gave that authority to the CDC? It's a pretended authority. Just like so many others, it's illegal, but it shows you that your said representatives have given submission and subjugation under and over to that of the CDC, who they're working for. Because they're not working for you, because if they were working for you, they would have stopped the CDC a long time ago concerning their corruptions. Okay, but it says, USA Today, fully vaccinated against COVID-19, CDC says it's okay for you to resume travel. You see how they have been, now are you understanding why the big tech companies are censoring? Because they didn't want you to hear. They didn't want their way impeded concerning their narrative. Well, regardless, friends, it's still there. The facts are stubborn things. And truth demands a response, and they can go ahead and propagandize all they want, but the fact of the matter is people are not falling for it. At least not the smart ones, not the ones that are thinking, not the ones that have a little bit of internal fortitude and courage in the faith of the Son of God. They're not giving way to this. No, as a matter of fact, the truth of the matter is the masses are resisting this, but they want you to believe that everybody's just going along with it. You see it? Right? Propaganda. I'm going to go ahead and take Cody over in Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Cody. How are you, my friend? What say you?
Oh, not too bad. Good afternoon, Bradley.
Yes, sir. You too.
You know, I've been banging around a couple different ideas. You know, they try to convince you that if you want to go after these different federal officials that you'd have to do it in a federal court.
Yeah.
I wonder if we couldn't justify it in a state court to go after these people and try to extradite them. You know, if they're the way they're going against the people, it just seems like if we could get some local prosecutors to just start charging these people locally, I'm sure we can pervert the law like they pervert all the other laws against us. So why don't we pervert it a little bit and charge them and
bring
them into the counties?
I don't think we need to pervert it, and nor would I pervert it. And I want to tell you why. Because the law, bare naked, stands against everything that they're doing right now concerning this pandemic. They know it, and I know it. And this is why they don't want to be called out under the carpet. This is why many of these governors are in hiding. This is why Joe Biden will not answer real questions. It's a controlled narrative from start to finish. Here's the thing. I wouldn't pervert it. Because again, if I want I want to do that which is just and right before God, and I'm going to do that here. And the fact of the matter is, we need to understand that the courts are protecting many of these criminal politicians. We've seen it over and over again. We've seen it with the big tech companies. We've seen it with the Clintons. We've seen it with the scandals that take place. What happens? Well, the American people, they get their Jim Jordans, you know, grilling them, or the Ted Cruz's grilling them, and it goes no further. And before we know it, the bad guys are at it again on a different day. The American people need to take their courts back is what they need to do. That's what they need to do. That's what we need to do.
And can it be done without violence? That's the question.
Well, who's pushing that narrative? It's not the American people. I mean, you've seen what happened in Washington, D.C., Cody. You know what? When the people wanted to basically send the message of protest that we know that you're guilty of treason, we know that you're a criminal, and you're not here because the people voted you in, what did they do? They had to set the stage. They had to bring about a scenario so they could accuse their political opposition, me and you, and sell it to the people that were the bad guys because we're not going to settle for their corruption. That's what they did. And they do it over and over and over again. That's going to be short-lived, too. Because I suspect... Cody, let me say this, though, and then I'll let you finish.
Sure.
I suspect that when people start taking note of all the people that are dying from these vaccinations... The people that suffer adverse side effects from these vaccinations, I suspect at that point, and by the way, that's why they're trying to make haste in disarming the American people, because I'm sure that they've already thought this through in the sense of, at least to their reprobate minds, as far as they could think, to the point that the American people, when they begin to see the damage done by these vaccinations that are being sold to them as the answer to health, and they find out what it's really about, I suspect that they're going to get a different response. But we'll see what happens. I'll give you the last word. What is it, Cody?
I have a challenge to everybody out there. You know, the Constitution says gold and silver is supposed to be the money. The federal government has perverted it. We all need to sue at the local state level that our states, you know, are not adhering to the Constitution that they are a party of. That would be one idea to get tracked.
Amen. Thank you for your call, brother. I appreciate you.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, in heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
And I'm looking at Article 1, Section 8, Clause 5, Coins, Weights, and Measures, and then also counterfeiting. Boy, oh boy, the Federal Reserve would be in a lot of trouble, wouldn't they? Let's go back to 1913 and put up Article 1, Section 8, Clause 7 up against that. I'm not a tax protester, friends, but you know what? Enough is enough of what's going on in this country. And I've had it, and I know many people have had it, and that's what we're talking about today. We were in Faribault, Minnesota last night. We got home late. And we preached to a group of people out there yesterday. Great group of people. And at the very end, an individual raised her hand and she said, so what are we supposed to do? And I got to tell you again, friends, it's just frustrating, as all can be when people say, what are we supposed to do when you've done it literally thousands of times? And, so I'm not browbeating. I'm not, discrediting people that are in the fight. No, you deserve all praise. You really do. But I think what we need to do is break out of the box that corruption means to hold us in, okay? And it's the same thing for the church. The church better get out of the box they think they have God in, because God is not in that box. He's way beyond that box. Amen? Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. But the fact of the matter is, we have been doing it. Now, let me take you over and give you a... true testimony, and many of you already understand this because you were around in 1980, but I just want to kind of reiterate this if you have not heard this before, but it is true, what I'm about to tell you. We have another victory in another state where another Supreme Court strikes down another unconstitutional mandate, okay? Another victory. A victory to those that understand that it takes a fight to obtain the victory. And keep in mind, on the Supreme Court building, justice, the guardian of liberty. That's what it is. Isaiah 51, verse 4. But do you guys all remember back in the 1980s? when Herb Brooks picked up a bunch of college students who were set to war against the greatest hockey team in the world? Remember, friends, the Russians were undefeated and a force with which needed to be reckoned with. When the Russians faced off with the best that the National Hockey League had in America, if you remember this in 1980, they embarrassed the NHL to no end. It was embarrassing. If I would have been on that hockey team in the NHL where we were beat that bad by the Russians, I don't know if I'd ever showed my face again, but it shows you how superior the Russians were in their support. And I'm going to tell you why. In their sport, and I want to tell you why. Because they were disciplined. And if you remember rightly, friends, our forefathers, namely going back to the first president of the United States of America, George Washington, said that the soul of an army is discipline. I think people forget about all of that. You know, if you look at the Navy SEALs, the best we've got, the Green Berets, the best that we've got, and other branches of the military that are not to be meddled with, what makes them second to none? Their element of discipline. They're disciplined people. And so it is with real Christianity, right? So it is with real Christianity. We're even supposed to hate the garments spotted by the flesh. Our conversation is to be holy, okay? Because we're going to give an account for every idle thought and every idle word in this life. So we need to consider that discipline is a part of everything that we do. Can I just tell you a little side story? I'm just going to be totally transparent with you for a moment. I did an event in I did an event in Michigan, and one of my friends was filming the event. And I seen some of this. I went online when we got to, I think it was in Ohio from Michigan, the next day, and I seen it on a live scroll, and it was me the day before preaching in Hastings, Michigan. And when I seen that video, I said to my wife, I said, I'm done. I said, I think it's reproachful to see a man of God that's even in the slightest overweight. Now, I'm not a fat dude, but I'll tell you what, I love pop. And when I seen that video, I said, I am done. I'm done. That's unacceptable. No more. It took for me to see a picture of what I was representing to say, that's unacceptable. And see, by the way, that's real leadership. When something goes wrong, you question yourself first before you lay the finger on somebody else. That's real leadership. That's what real leaders do. They don't go around blaming everybody for what they're responsible for, right? No more than a parent can blame their kids for the way that their kids are, at least the way that they've been trained up. And when I seen it, friends, I'll tell you what, I paid more attention to myself during the watching of that video where I contacted her and I said, please pull that down. That is unacceptable. A preacher should not be overweight in any sense of the word. Because I'll tell you, I've seen some preachers, and when I look at them and they're out of shape, I'm thinking about how undisciplined they are. When I look at a preacher's car or his house or his church, I can tell you his walk with God. Oh, you say that's crazy. Really? I heard a preacher once say, I can go into your bedroom right now and tell you how your walk with God is. Listen, friends, I just got to be honest again. I'm just being transparent as all can be here. I am a perfectionist. If there's something on the carpet, I don't care if I'm in my house or in your house, I got to go clean it up. If I see a picture that's tilted just a little bit, folks, in my studios, I have a balance. I put on my pictures to make that they are perfectly balanced. You know, it's interesting. Some people say, well, that, yeah, come on, Bradley, what are you, holier than thou? No, you better put that in context, by the way. But I would also bring your attention to the fact that the Lord said, be thou perfect and walk before me. I know a lot of you people don't like that, but the fact of the matter is we are here representing Christ. And we are to be disciplined, a disciplined people in our walk with Jesus Christ. That's why we fast. King David said he fasts to chastise his own soul. And if you want to look at the fasting chapter, go to Isaiah 58. Okay, it's not for me in fasting to change God. It's God changing me in fasting. Okay? So again, let's put this into context here. But I could take this 15 different directions. Okay, so the point is, when I seen the video myself, I said, I'm done. Can't do that. We're not doing that anymore. No more pop. Haven't drank one sip over the last month. I'm getting healthier. I'm losing weight, which is great. Well, some will say, Bradley, aren't you pretty skinny already? Well, listen, I don't care if it's just a little tiny roll. That's disproportionate. It's wrong. Okay? Now, let me go back to my metaphor here. And the testimony of Herb Brooks' 1980 USA hockey team. Just so you can, again, understand how it was that those boys beat the Russians. Remember, when the Russians faced off with the best that the National Hockey League in America had, right, they embarrassed them to no end. Therefore, Herb Brooks, the coach, knew exactly what it would take to beat the Russians at their own game. This is the answers that many of you ask. Okay? What are we supposed to do? I'm giving you the answers. Okay? Look to Herb Brooks for a moment in his example. Okay? Metaphorically, Jesus spoke in the natural to teach us things in the spirit. Okay? It's a spiritual lesson. Herb Brooks knew exactly what it would take to beat the Russians at their own game. Over and over again, here it is. Herb told the USA hockey team that they will be the most disciplined team over that of the Russians. And he meant exactly what he said. He said, if you give me your 99%, he said, you're done here. Listen carefully. When the Lord says, seek me with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, Jeremiah 29:11-13, and also bring that to the New Testament in Matthew 6:33, he meant just that. If you're going to give me just your 99%, you can leave. You're going to meet me on my terms. I'm not here to meet you on your terms. Okay? Yes, he's a merciful God, but Jesus Christ is the door, and that's the direction that we're supposed to go, John 10. Not the way that we made it. It's a violation of the second commandment, Exodus 20. But again, going back, Herb told the USA hockey team that they would be the most disciplined team. And the way to beat the Russians, listen carefully to all those that are saying, what do we do? Because this is all I know, okay? And it is the answers that you're looking for, if you're willing to take the answers and apply them in your own life. Herb Brooks said it. If you want to beat the Russians, you're going to have to take their game and to shove it right back in their faces. What does history teach us about the 1980 USA hockey team? Aren't they the ones that won the gold medal? Oh, yeah, it was a miracle on ice, no question about it. But the fact of the matter is they submitted to what it was going to take to make sure that they got the end resolve that they said they were looking for. And the Bible says that we receive the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls. It's a walk of discipline, friends. Rest assured. Okay? Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Well, take it into the natural, friends. What did it take for the hockey team in the 1980s to beat the Russians? They were the most disciplined, and they took the game of the Russians and they drove it right back at them. And I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to tell you, friends, how we, in this ministry, have set lawful precedents for those that said that you can't do this here. We weren't asking what we could do. We knew the law, and we took it right back at them. And I'll tell you what, we won the day. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says the economy is looking up after the March jobs report came out on Friday. The U.S. has added over 900,000 new jobs He told Americans this is just the start of what's to come.
We still have a long way to go to get our economy back on track after the worst economic and job crisis in nearly a century.
He spoke before he left for the Easter break. He'll be spending the holiday in Camp David. Many people are also planning on traveling over the weekend, and there's some new relaxed coronavirus guidelines. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Fully vaccinated grandparents can fly to visit their healthy grandkids without getting a COVID-19 test or self-quarantining, provided they follow the other recommended prevention measures while traveling.
Officials say if you haven't been vaccinated, do not gather for Easter Sunday. This is USA Radio News. In Minneapolis, testimony in the trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin, who's charged in George Floyd's death. The jury heard members of the Minneapolis Police Department. One was Lieutenant Richard Zimmerman, who is head of their homicide division. The prosecutors asked him,
have you ever, in all the years you've been working for the Minneapolis Police Department, been trained to kneel on the neck of someone who is handcuffed behind their back in a prone position?
No, I haven't.
A man accused of opening fire at a Southern California business complex, killing four people, including a child, and injuring three others, has now been charged with four counts of murder and could face the death penalty, according to prosecutors. The Orange County District Attorney's Office says Aminadab Gonzalez faces four felony counts of murder and one felony count of attempted murder. Also, two felony counts of attempted murder of a police officer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, so 1-866-582-9933. Thank you for doing such a good job down there at GCN. Thank you for Judah here in the studio is doing such a good job. You guys are awesome. I totally appreciate you. Without you, we could not do it. Also wanted to say thank you for making us, again, the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts across the United States of America, broadcasting into 140 cities as well as 53 countries abroad. We appreciate that. If you want to check us out, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on social media platforms. Go to the right side again. Click on to Before It's News. We're on the top left. Go ahead and click onto the social media platform and click onto the right side. Join us on Top Chat. Again, if you want to call in, please do. We'd love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. I want to shoot from the hip again. Real quick, we'll get back to this topic. I will finish today. No question about it. Got two more segments left. We heard during the break that the CDC, again, not a legislative branch. This is the propaganda that they want you to drink. The CDC is playing as a law unto themselves. They're telling you that you can now travel abroad if you've gotten your COVID-19 vaccination. Okay? Did you hear that? And did you hear right after that who they're ostracizing, who they're targeting? They're targeting people that are refusing to take their vaccination. That's where they're going to have a problem right there. Okay? And that's where they are, in fact, having a problem. Did you hear, just to show you the information that you haven't gotten today from the mainstream media, did you see that according to the CDC, first quarter 2021 compared to first quarter 2020, that there's a 6,000% increase in deaths after vaccinations? This is on Health Impact News. Did the mainstream media tell you about that, friends? Just asking. You didn't hear that on the mainstream media. Nope, you heard the microphone and the cameras now being put up to the head, this corrupt, evil organization called the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, telling you that you can now travel abroad if you've taken your vaccination. You are not the source of my rights. God is, not you. Okay? Did you hear that in Europe, friends? Did you hear that there is 4,576 dead? 199,213 injured? This is the European database of adverse drug reactions for COVID-19 experimental vaccinations. Did you hear that on the mainstream media? Did you hear that coming from the CEO of the CDC today? No, you didn't hear a word about that. In Canada, Canada suspends AstraZeneca COVID shot. Why? 2,530, forgive me, injuries and 24 dead following mostly Pfizer and Moderna shots. This is in Canada. Friends, did you hear about that in the media? I didn't think so. Does this explain to you why guys like me and doctors? Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on a second. Speaking of doctors, doctors around the world, renowned, qualified physicians, doctors, smart people that love us enough to tell us the truth, and the hundreds of thousands are warning people all over the globe, issuing a dire warning not to get the COVID vaccine. Did you hear about that in the mainstream media? Nope. Hey, folks, when you have everybody going one direction, you better look the other direction. When these people through the mainstream media and the propagandists and these conspirators, because in fact that's what they are, Jeremiah 11:9, are telling you to go to the right, you better go to the left. And you got to pay attention to that as well. Because you need to understand that these are the people that are putting darkness for light, if you let them, and light for darkness. These are the people that are putting evil for good and good for evil. And keep in mind, they're profiting from this. Just ask them. What is it? 22% increase billionaire Bill Gates has made off of vaccinations. Isn't that what it is? Oh, did you hear that through the mainstream media? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Hey, friends, this is why I'm here. Because I'm going to keep telling you, by the grace of God, in the time that I've been allotted, the truth of the matter. And you have the mainstream media driving one direction with no objections to their narrative. That should cause question for everything that's coming from the media and its useful idiots. Because here we are. We're in it. I just wanted to let you know what the mainstream media forgot to tell you again. They're not telling you about the adverse side effects. Earlier this week, I highlighted the fact. As a matter of fact, I even showed pictures of this guy. He was a Johnson & Johnson recipient, and his skin literally peeled off after he took the vaccination. And they say it was a rare reaction. Really? There's over 400 adverse side effects. I mean, is this getting like crazy? There's 400 side effects, and when one of them happens, all of a sudden it's a rare effect? Come on, friends. Really? I'm going over to the New York Post right now to look up that article, and I'm noticing that the pictures of his legs and his feet are completely extracted. It's redacted. They took the pictures down. And you need to, there they are. Okay, I just had to give it a little time. If you're on social media platforms, you can go ahead and look at the side effects. You see that? His skin on his legs completely peeled off. Well, friends, listen carefully. It's an experimental vaccination. And all those that are going along with it, you need to understand they already told you that it was experimental. In other words, you're playing the guinea pig. Okay? Did the mainstream media tell you about this? No, they didn't. Nope. And they surely are not telling you about all the individuals that are dying, especially the PhDs that were excited to get the vaccination. And before you know it, And before they knew it, they were completely gone. Prevention is better than cure. That's why the Lord sends ministries like mine. Okay? That's why he sends ministries like mine to tell you what the masses are not telling you. Again, that doesn't make me exceptional. I'm not exclusive. I just love the Lord. I love the people in this country. And again, let me just say this. I don't like when people are lied to. I don't like being lied to, and I don't like when you're being lied to. Okay? But if we consider the source as to what this is coming from, there is no truth in any of these people. Let me get back to this because I have a segment and a half to finish this. So I started the show off. I shared with you how an individual raised up her hand and asked the question, what do? I hear it all the time. I understand people are frustrated. And then I began to show you how people have been desensitized to suffer the abuse. Okay, the powers that are tolerated have put people, and they've drawn lines to say you can only go this far. If you go any further, this is what we're going to do to you. The American people have to get to the point where they don't care about that anymore. They need to stand up, and they need to take it to the enemy lawfully. We already see that the courts are corrupt in many cases, but friends, let me say this. We have a lot of good people in government. If we didn't, we wouldn't be here today. So we got to make distinction between good, bad, and ugly. Because we all understand where the law ends, tyranny begins, and we need to begin to vet the records of those said judges. Because what we find more than not, especially on the federal level, is many of these good guys, those clowns in the circus of politics that are sold to us as the good guys, they're there as the foxes guarding the chicken coop. That's all they are. Because we never see any prosecutions. Not of their own, anyways. Why? Because they're not going to incriminate each other. That's why. Okay, then we started to talk a little bit about that, and I gave you a little history from Roger Sherman. I took you over to the Hebrews 11, the faith chapter. I brought you over to Gideon, and I brought you to that of Samson and King David, and the list goes on and on and on. How did they deal with the bad guys? They took it to them. Then I took you over to that of Herb Brooks and the 1980s gold medal recipients, the hockey team. You know, the Miracle on Ice and how they beat the Russians, the baddest hockey team in the world, without a shadow of a doubt, the Russians. They beat them. How did they do it? I showed you that too. Okay, now I want to give you some firsthand experience as to how we've always dealt with opposition. So, for example, as you know, I've done a lot of high schools, public high schools. Two of them have been Christians out of the 364. Two of them have been Christian high schools. Okay, so the 362 were public schools in 25 different states. And again, we're not asking the devil for permission to obey God. So we went in there because those are our kids. Those kids do not belong to the government. Though the federal government's illegally indoctrinating them. You know all this. It's a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. What do they care? They see who's dropping their kids off at the public schools. 86% of what? Well, patriots, conservatives, and or Christians. A whole lot of hypocrisy going on, right? Okay. So we did a high school in Dunkerton, Iowa. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can actually see the referrals from the schools as to what they had to say concerning what we brought, concerning the message that we gave to the young people. Dunkerton High School in Iowa just happened to be one that we went back to because we were invited to come back. And guess what, friends? We weren't there just once. We were called back a second time. You ready for this? Then we were called back a third time to do another high school. You know, 3 different years, of course. But what you need to know is when we did the high school assembly, we got the same response. We film everything. We have to film everything because of the way the media operates. They don't tell the truth. They've already got their narrative set. So you've got to film them. Well, they're filming you because if they lie about us, we're going to take them to task. And we've done that as well. But in this particular case, we did Dunkerton High School for the third time. Great assembly, great response, having it all on film. But this time, something was different. The media came down hard on me, right? On the front page of the paper, misconstruing the message that we gave in that school. Little did they know we had it filmed. I want to tell you how you deal with the enemies in just a moment. So if you're asking, what do we do? I'm about to show you.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so let's get back to this final segment. Again, friends, I want you guys to understand, especially my friends over on social media platforms, that we have, again, just to reiterate the point, how they are suppressing our information. We have 774,000. Again, this has been dwindling because they don't let anybody like our page anymore. Okay, and with that said, we have articles, friends, that have been posted where out of those 774,000 friends, they let 34 people access those articles. Why? Because I'm lying to you. No. I'm giving you the information that they don't want you to know about. Because what they're doing is criminal. The American people haven't figured that out. They will when it comes to their front door. And rest assured, Amos 6:3, it's coming to your front door. If the American people are going to stand back and allow the crimes to be committed against them that they allow, you can rest assured you're adding again strength to more tyranny. Okay, Bradley, you say that all the time. Yeah, I'm just reminding you as to what's coming if you don't put a stop to it. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. So let's get back to this. What do we do? Well, I'm just going to tell you what we've done. That's all I can tell you to do, because that's what a preacher does. He has to live by the fire that he preaches. I can't tell you to do something that I myself haven't practiced. Then I would be a hypocrite. I don't want to be a part of that lot. I want to be a part of the answer. So we were asked to come back to Dunkerton High School in Iowa. Not once, not two times, but three times. The third time we did the assembly, and I'm going to break this down. We filmed the responses of the teachers and the students. The students are more important, but the teachers and the principal. Everybody loved the program. On the way back home, which is about 3 or 4 hours away from our offices, It was interesting. We got a message on a recorder from a reporter, a useful idiot from Dunkerton, Iowa. And they wanted to ask some questions as to what happened in the school. They don't care what happened in the school. They're already told how to set the narrative. Again, this is a criminal element. And they don't have a right to violate the law. Okay? Freedom of speech doesn't give you the right to lie, to defame, so on and so forth. Okay? So we got the message. We called back and we said, well, what is it that you need to know? And, of course, things were thrown out there that were not said. And we had it all on film. See, what they're not used to, friends, is you turning around. So what we did is, once we got the message and we seen what they were doing, we noticed they also put us on the front page of their paper. Okay? What they didn't know is that we were coming back. Because we were going to take it to the people in Dunkerton, Iowa, to understand what was going on. In the meantime, once we got that information, I told the team, I said, we have to go back. And so we set up a time in Dunkerton, Iowa, at one of those community buildings. And before we knew it, all of a sudden, a firefighter stood up and said that if Bradley Dean, this was in the paper, that if Bradley Dean comes back, I will personally put a fire truck in the road so he cannot return. See, this is about education. This isn't about indoctrination. But here's an indoctrinated fool that doesn't want his kids educated. That's what this was about. And right when I seen that in the paper, I kind of chuckled a little bit and I said, okay, we're coming back to Dunkerton. So the first thing I did was call my attorney. And as I called my attorney, because we have national law firms that work on the behalf of this ministry, they know all the well as to what we do, who we are, what it is that we're going to say verbatim, because we stick to the topics and we stick to our talking points. I showed him the piece of paper, namely the article of the firefighter talking about how he's going to put the fire truck up in the middle of the road if Bradley Dean comes back, because he found out that we were coming back. And, of course, there was a lawsuit on his desk within 2 to 3 days telling him that he better govern himself accordingly. Okay? In the meantime, the crew and myself were already on our way back. This is probably within a week's time. We were on our way back to Dunkerton, Iowa. Once we got to the church that had the internal fortitude and faithfulness to God to open up their doors for us so we could speak to the community rather than the mainstream media lying to them, they opened up a church for us, and we were appreciative of that because we're in this together, right? When we got there, we seen many of the kids that were on film that loved the assembly being led about by some lunatic woman holding up signs talking about how we're bigots and we're haters, this, that, and the other thing. Do you know that they took the time and said, Bradley Dean, and it said, the prophet's coming back to Dunkerton? Okay. Do you think that they expected us to do that? No, but that's how you want to know what to do. This is how you do it. So we went back to the church. Little churches filled up with the parents that were at the assembly. And what they didn't want you to hear was the parents that broke down in this short meeting that we had. And the mainstream media was there. And by the way, I love to pull the mainstream media out in front of all the people because they have to be truthful at that point. And it's exactly what I did. But the parents' friends were breaking down, and many of them were even crying, thanking us for coming into their schools and actually educating their students. Now, if I didn't take it and turn around, friends, guess what would have happened? They would have believed the lying mainstream media. But we had to go set the record straight. And, of course, all of those protesters out there, I'm sure that they probably look at this lunatic that was trying to lead up this little protest. By the way, I was thankful for the protest because they were actually garnering more support for us. Remember when Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. You have to take it to the enemy. You have to take it to him. And I am that guy. You call me a hard guy, you call me whatever you want to call me, but the fact of the matter is, so many people sit back and say they're sick and tired of it, but they're so sick and tired of it that they'll submit to more of it, and the way that you submit to more of it is when you don't deal with it. You have to turn and you have to take it back. You know what? The media had to report the truth that night, and they did. OK, because we called them out in front of everybody. Got the video, got the hat and the t-shirt. By the way, if you want to see all of this, you can go ahead and go to My War on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can purchase the five-part series that has been broadcast over 42 weeks on national television. On SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, go to the store. It's called My War. Well, guess what? We won that one. Another one was in Boca Raton, Florida. When we were in Boca Raton, Florida, we were told when we got there, we were advertised for 3 weeks that we were coming in to do a high school assembly. Posted, I seen the posters on the walls in the school campus. Well, when we got there was a homosexual that seen me, and he says, everything that this man is saying is completely untrue. They're lying to you. Well, guess what? We had it on film, friends. We took it right back to our attorneys. The next morning, the principal, because they canceled the assembly that day, the next morning there was a lawsuit on his desk telling him, you better think this one through because we got you. Okay? I think it was what, Stephanie? A week and a half, 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks down the line, we were given the green light to come back to a full house for an assembly. See what happened, friends? We took it and we took it back to them. So when you're attacked, don't just turn and tuck tail. Nope. Turn and go after the individual that unlawfully attacked you. Because I'm here to tell you, you're going to win the day. But you better know what the law says. Because I'm telling you, 98% of what's happening out there today is completely unlawful. So I'm here to tell you, friends, how do you win the day? Take it to the enemy's court. Take it to them. The burden of proof is on them to prove the fact that they're assuming authority that's never been given to them. Challenge their authority. We were merciful in the process, and we've had several other issues where we did the same thing. We did it also in Jenison, Michigan, where we took the law right back. And I'll tell you what was stopped real quick, what they were trying to do. And when you've been through it enough, you've got enough scars, you've been beaten down by your oppressors, the media, and corrupt politicians, you learn to stand up, friends. And I've never known, I've never been one to bow to it. I've always been one to stand up to it because I was raised in a lifestyle where that's all I've seen, where people were beaten down. And I for one, am sick and tired of it. Okay? And we can't let the truth go untold. We have to stand up and be the light of the world. And in the process of doing that, you've got to take it back to the enemy. And every time, friends, we've won by the grace of God. I got a little surprise for you real quick. This is my bride, Stephanie Joy. And she's going to share some things with you real quick.
Well, you know, it doesn't take too long to listen to the Sons of Liberty to realize that this program is not quite like any other. But, you know, in order for us to do what we do, as Bradley's mentioned, we've been in Michigan, we've been in Ohio, we've been in Tennessee, we were just in Minnesota last night, we're going to be in Wisconsin, we've got all these events coming up to be able to seek and save that which is lost, give people the truth, preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you want to be a part of what we're doing, please do support our work. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. And there you can find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty, or you can give on a monthly basis to kind of help sustain and support what we do on a nationwide basis, or give a one-time donation as well. All your donations are tax deductible, and we cannot tell you how much we appreciate your support, because if it wasn't for people like you supporting this work, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. We get people all the time telling us thank you for what we do, but thank you to all of you who do support our work. I always say we're all in this thing together. We're all a part of the body with Christ on the head of us. So we're going forward, and we thank you for joining with us and taking part and going forward with us. Please support what we do.
And thanks for keeping us out there, friends. We truly do appreciate you. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in a day and 23 hours. A day and 23 hours. See ya!
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.